Do. I don't know if it does anything different. We're gonna find out. Hey, good morning. This is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am plugging in the microphone, and we're gonna see if it does anything. We'll do a test and see if it makes a big difference. Anyway, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and this is the bug show. Bug shows. Got a big plastic bug. Raw, big fly. Big bee. Oh, giant bee. Kind of reminds you of the Godzilla movies, right? Anyway, I'm Craig Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we got this kicked off in time, like 5:59, and until 6 o'clock somewhere. As soon as I hit the button, it hit 6 o'clock. So I'm counting as 5:59, 5 a.m. So it qualifies. And we're going to talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So that you can get home to your family and friends in a decent time and bring more value to your customer so you get there at a decent time and not work so crazy hours and have some fun, right? Everybody wants to be work, 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 no fun. But we try to have some fun here. That's why we got the giant bugs. Burn giant bug, I'm a giant bug. Okay. So what are we doing today? Today's Wednesday, I think, too. Yeah, Wednesday, yeah. And this is our 346th episode. So less than 20 days now, we will, right? 365 days, right? In a year, will be a whole year. So bug three, and this is the last part of our three-part bug series. We're going to talk about why do you want to track them, right? And kind of what's have a conversation about that. I'm going to make sure I turn off my phone. All I need is the phone going off. It'll give me notice that, hey, Greg Master, yeah, because I rang the little bell. If you ring the little bell, you'll get little notices when we go live. And you'll get little notes in your box and things like that. So bugs, why track them, right? And then sprinkle. You know, there was I was reading Fix Your Scrum Book, and they have a whole section on sprint goals. They really like to talk about sprint goals. But I want to talk about a different way of using sprint goals and how to go about developing them. Just more of my thoughts and processes and the interaction of the team. So, okay, bug three. Why track them? Why do we want to track these little guys? Why do we want to track bugs? Right? Is it a quality thing? Is it particular? Here's the difficult thing about tracking bugs. Some people get obsessed. We need to track bugs. We need to find out whether the quality is good and everything's bad. And I'm like, okay. But there's two kind of bugs, right? There's escapes, right? So there's an escape bug, and there's bug that can't get out. It's stuck in it because this one can fly away. Ooh, fly away. This bug, this arachnid, the scorpion, is stuck in the sprint. And what I usually say about tracking bugs, I don't necessarily do them all the time. I mean, they don't have to, in my opinion. What it comes in useful is when stuff's failing and you go, hey, we didn't make, and this is the way I think about a lot of this stuff. Yes, we can do it. We can have it. And what I do is once I do it, I automate it. So it just runs in the background in case anybody ever needs to see it. Like, why couldn't we get stuff done in the sprint? It was it bugs? Was it the code bad or was it failing all the time test? And then I go into let's track bugs the next sprint to kind of find out if that's if it's really getting bad, or if you have some data, which is then kind of nice, you can see the trends up or down. But there's two kinds of bugs, right? There's bugs that are escapes, which pass all the quality testing you have on your team, all the test routines, all your unit testing, just code reviews, whatever you do. That's important to know. But there's just one. There should be just one off. So shouldn't be a lot of things. It shouldn't be really hard to tell. If you do a retrospect on escapes that get outside your sprint, what did we miss? What kind of testing should we have done? and you really should do a retrospective on those escapes. Most teams don't do that, though it really makes a lot of sense, right? Because that's where your process is screwed up, right? When the escape gets out, it's something that tells you your process is wrong. Those you need to figure it out because you need to keep the process going right. And what did you miss? You can learn a lot from that. The escape, the bugs inside the sprint where the where maybe someone who tests your code finds bugs, right? That's good to track too because it's a question whether or not your unit testing is good, right? God forbid, don't take any track bugs for unit testing. Someone starts tracking bugs, I said in unit testing, I'm like, dude, you're nuts. You're gonna spend half your time trying to figure out those problems. So it's really important to differentiate between the two, right? So why do you want to track it? Because you want to see how good your code is. You want to see if people are thinking how well in the sprint you're doing. And you should find a lot of bugs. That's where you find them, right? Otherwise, why do you do testing in the first place? But you really just want to find out and get a trend. So if something goes bad or good, you can kind of see where it's going. So that's the whole reason why for tracking bugs. I believe, you know, once you do it and you automate it in the systems, it's easy enough to do. What I don't believe is like every freaking bug in the sprint needs to have an explanation, a root cause analysis, blah, blah, blah. That isn't as major as an escape. An escape should be like what happened. Let's take a retrospective on it. Let's fix it. Bugs inside the sprint, you don't need all that stuff. The problem is the agile accountants can't figure out the difference between the two, right? They don't know how to figure out the difference too. I think there really should be two different things. And then what they do is they go, "Well, you got a lot of bugs." Yes, because we're testing the crap out of the code more, you know. They're like, we're testing it as we go. We test it when it's in its raw state. We're testing all the time to make sure when it does roll out of here, it works. We don't have that many escapes. Maybe we get one or two, but we don't get a lot, which is good, right? There's always going to be something wrong with the code. There's not, I'm going to tell you one thing, there's not one piece of code out there that doesn't have something wrong. Everything I've ever done, and it doesn't have to be just code. I remember when I was doing mechanical stuff and they were doing drawings. Every time I looked at someone's drawing, I guarantee you I could have found something wrong with that drawing. Guarantee you, guarantee that I could look at someone's drawing and I will find something wrong with it every time. I had to deal with that with some people. Sometimes they were getting really, really picky. I didn't negotiate that. Anyway, so that's why you track them, right? You track them to make sure you're doing good. You track them to find out what unit testing is working or what, how much activity is going on, and to trigger that conversation. I'd rather just track the bugs or load a bug or when I have a test and then have them have a conversation. Hey, I found this. What do you think? Is a lot of work? What do we do? What do we mess up? And have that conversation. And only track it when it's something we talked about yesterday. If it's more than a day, if it's not more than a day, then I don't track it. If it's just a couple hours and it's not going to impact, because you always have some capability of doing some things that come up. If it's not going to impact the overall sprint, then there's no reason why to create it and track it, put a zero, you know, some time on it. Now, one of the things people ask me too, when we point these stories in a sprint, my personal opinion, how I always do it. I used to add bug and rework stuff because they're going to find stuff that I didn't think of when I was coding, right? So your points really kind of take into account those bugs. The only time the points don't take into account those bugs is when it's more than a day or so of fixing the bugs, right? Then you got to start pointing these things because you got to figure out, okay, this is a lot bigger mistake than normal because they're always going to find little issues. So I hope that helped, you know, explaining why we track them. It's really just to get a feel for the team. Are we on a good pace? Are we doing a real thorough analysis? Are we getting sloppy? And that's why we track them. Problem is when the agile accountants get involved, they use it as a criteria to hammer your ass, right? It's not what you're supposed to do, and I kind of cringe on it. And I know so many teams who won't track bugs because of that very purpose, that very reason. So that's why. Okay. Now I want to get to the topic that I really wanted to talk about. And I got to read this because I wrote this down. Okay. So I'm borrowing from Fix Your Scrum, right? I'm almost done. I got a little bit left to do. I'm gonna do that one this weekend. And I should take another book because I'll be done with that shortly, probably about after one day. So I'm borrowing this on page 126. I'm gonna make sure I read this real good. But this. Okay. They wrote a question and I liked it. And it this of course it's always in the thing, but so, has a sprint goal emerged? I like that question. Has a sprint goal emerged? And this is where my little different take is it. You know, some teams build a sprint goal up front. Like they say, maybe the product owner says, maybe it's the feature leads. They say, oh, this is the feature we're going to do. We're going to do these 5, 10 features. That's our sprint goal. That's not a sprint goal. A sprint goal is a one-liner, talks about what your goal to accomplish as a whole. And I like to propose this. And some team, and this is what I'm why I'm proposing it. Some people will get stuck in sprint planning and try to figure out what the sprint goal is. So don't establish a sprint goal up front. It's an idea. If your team gets stuck on establishing a sprint goal, don't try to take care of it right away, right? In the beginning of the sprint. Hold off on that a little bit. You know, they like to build that sprint goal up front, right? And sometimes they get stuck. So your team's consistently getting stuck on writing a sprint goal, don't do it yet. So this is where I'm coming in. So I would like to propose trying it after a rough lift of PBIs for the sprint are assembled, right? So once they get, hey, these are all the things we kind of want to get. You know, here's a PBIs. Maybe they're for different projects, right? Different efforts. Maybe there's a lot of different things. It's kind of scatterbrained. Then it's kind of related to what they wrote. Ask, does it stand out for stories shown? So now is when you start asking for your sprint goal. Okay, you guys got all these stories up there. How, do they group, start naturally grouping themselves into a sprint goal? Like, oh, we want to buy it, put a new marketing category of widgets or bugs. You know, we sell plastic toys. We're going to put a new one up that's just insects, right? Okay. We're going to put a new insect site up. Is all the stories about that site, is that coming at our goal? Are most of our stories related to that topic, right? And then you ask, and should we trade anything with the product backlog to enhance the sprint goal? You know, this is all an opportunity to ask. So when you're doing your sprint goal, so if you see stuff there and you got a lot of things there and you kind of group it, this is our sprint goal, this is the big piece of value we're going to come out of this sprint. Then you ask yourself, let's take a look at the backlog, the product backlog, not just the sprint backlog. Is there anything in there that we want to bring into the sprint and get out and switch in the sprint to further emphasize our sprint goal? Maybe there's one or two stories about we need to put some pictures in of different bugs and maybe do a video. We need to capture a video of a bug flying around or something like that, right? And we want to put it in it, but that's not in this sprint goal, sprint backlog. But maybe in the sprint, in the product backlog, there's one or two there. Do you trade them out with stuff in your sprint goal to emphasize or more emphasize your sprint goal? So I think I just rearranged that. So take your sprint backlog Look at it. See if it's all about that sprinkle. Check your product backlog. See if there's one or two items over there that might go in to make your sprint backlog look more like the sprint goal. And if so, switch them out. So it's just an opportunity to have that discussion. Gives you some way of crafting that sprint goal. A lot of people are hot on the sprint goal. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. It all depends on whether or not the team's focused and getting stuff done, right? And they need that focus point. So adapt for it. Anyway, all right, we're done. It is 15 minutes into it. And ring the little bell if you like what we're doing. You guys have a great day and happy scrumming. And I wish you the best of luck during this holiday weekend because I know a lot of people took off. All right, take care. Bye. See ya.